海。
With the cost of living getting more difficult for most families, especially as we enter into the holidays, many struggle working enough hours to pay the bills to include doing extra jobs. Then there are all the responsibilities at home between maintenance, meals, shopping, and taking members here and there. They say the average family person has about 32 minutes a day to themselves. That would include self-care, like taking a shower. So how does the family juggle all this, and what does God say about it? Psalm 127:2 says, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." Will you stop and pray for families who struggle to balance work and life, and maybe that includes you? Father God, we thank you that your word gives us some help there, that you want us to find rest for our souls, for our bodies. You want us to have balance. You want us to be moderate in all things, and you hate things that are not balanced. But Father, as families are facing all these different pressures, we pray that they will first look to you for discernment, to ask you for help, recognizing they can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens them, that they shouldn't focus on making money just to get everything done, but finding ways to eliminate things and to find ways to make it simpler. So we pray, Father, that families would limit non-essential activities and costs that come with those, that they would learn where and when to say no and establish boundaries, that they would unplug, that they would ask you what to keep and remove from home activities, to let others know they need help and to review the task as a family and delegate more, that they would seek out what's most important. What is it that they value? What are their core values? Scheduling quality family time, creating mini vacations where they actually rest and don't have a lot of to-dos or plans involved, where they can just sit still and breathe, that they would plan body care and not forget their body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that they would have moments to exhale all the worries of their day and to savor the moments of the day, especially with their family members. Lord, your word is so good. You said, "Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich, but be wise enough to know when to quit," Proverbs 23, verse 4. "To not love money, but to be satisfied with what we have. For God," you said, "you will never fail us. You will never abandon us," Hebrews 13, 5. That you said that we should not focus on what we need, for we should learn how to be content with whatever we have, Philippians 4, 11. You also say that you hold us by your right hand, you, Lord God, and you say to us not to be afraid, that you are here to help us. Help us to take your hand and use that hand as families. And that you said in John 3, verse 2, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit." So help, we pray, God, today that they will put you at the beginning forefront of the decisions and help ask you to help them be the juggler of their work and life and to find balance, stress-free, and quality time with their families and at work, in Jesus' name.